It all started in a bar in Oakland. Egyptian-American ethnomusicologist Mina Girgis and his friend, Ethiopian-American singer Makleet Hedero, were having a beer after seeing an Ethiopian band play. They started talking about how they would never have known anything about each other's music or culture if they didn't live outside their home countries. But as immigrants, borders become more fluid and common threads start to emerge.
You know, in London or New York or San Francisco, we are each other's neighbors and friends and coworkers, and the fact that folks from everywhere are in those places means that we can hear each other's music, we can grow beyond being strangers in a very everyday way. And this just isn't true of life on the continent of Africa.
East Africa, where Hedero and Girgis come from, is fragmented by geography, language, politics, and religion. But despite all these differences, there's a point of connection. Here's Girgis.
For me, the connection was the Nile.
The Nile River is the longest river in the world. It's a shared resource in a region with very little else in common.
And we were like, well, you know, we have this river in common. Why don't we create a project that brings musicians from across the river together? Wouldn't that be amazing?
So they did. KALW's Julie Kane reports from Uganda.
Yeah. Do, it's do. Lawrence, what's going on?
In a quiet park in Kampala, Uganda, 14 musicians from 8 different East African countries sit under a tree.
Mi, sol, la, sol, mi, re, do. Is this tuning?
A Sudanese man in a long white robe plucks the metal strings of a harp he holds in his lap. Around him, people are playing Kenyan drums made of old oil cans, Ethiopian one-string violins, a Rwandan rattle made of a small gourd filled with seeds, a Burundian thumb piano, an Egyptian flute.
And this is what I have down.
Ugandan musician Lawrence Okello flips through the pages of a worn notebook. He plays a traditional stringed instrument called a dungu. He's a percussionist, and he sings. Right now, he's explaining his concept for a new song that all the musicians will create together.
This is what I would suggest for this piece, that we have a conflict, and then all of us will keep on adding flavors from the different cultures, but maintaining like the water that flows.
The musicians start translating Okello's ideas. Under this tree, at least 7 different languages are spoken, and 3 different tonal systems are used, which are like musical languages. People start fooling around with their instruments, and some singers gather. Chaos and conflict that resolve into harmony. A musical reflection of what organizers hope will come from this project.
Most people don't think of East African countries as one region.
That's Nile Project organizer Mina Girgis.
The paradigm that we're coming from is that all of these countries are really connected by the river, the longest river in the world, that is the source of life to many of them.
Under the tree, you can hear those connections.
The idea is just little when we divert and we go to your culture, give us that authentic touch of it. So that someone listens and that is Egypt. That is Rwanda. And then we divert and come back to the Nile and we continue, we proceed. We have a journey to make.
Collaboration is at the core of the project. Everyone gets the chance to lead and everyone gets the chance to follow. No one musician or culture is in charge of what happens. Nile Project founder Maclete Hedero.
By getting musicians together from across the basin, by creating music together in a very egalitarian way, we can be a kind of model for the world that we want to see and the Nile Basin that we'd like to see.
The Nile River flows through 11 countries in East Africa, providing drinking water, electricity, agriculture, and jobs for more than 400 million people. These are some of the world's poorest nations, and how this water gets used and who gets to decide are at the heart of fierce geopolitical conflicts in the region. For example, last year, Ethiopia diverted Nile waters to begin construction on the Grand Renaissance Dam, Africa's biggest hydroelectric plant. The government of Egypt threatened military action, arguing that the dam would cut off most of its drinking water. War didn't break out, but tensions still remain high. Ugandan musician Lawrence Okello says what's happening here is the start of dissolving those tensions.
You know, people get inspired by music and they say, okay, I can hear the music of Sudan. Wow, the music of Ethiopia. Then why should we fight if we are enjoying the same music?
That's a beautiful feeling. I love the way that just kind of evolved.
Under the direction of the Nile Project's musical director, Miles Jay, the songs written here will become part of a concert tour and an album called Jinja, after the Ugandan town at the source of the Nile.
Do you want to teach us those words?
Yeah.
Maybe now's the time.
Okay.
Last year, the Nile Project's first album, Aswan, took its name from the Egyptian town at the river's end.
The same?
But music is only one part of the Nile Project. There are educational workshops, a massive online open course, and a Nile Project residency starting later this year at UC Berkeley. Project founder Maclete Hedero says what started out as two friends sharing a beer and talking music has grown into something much bigger.
What we realized was, wow, you know, maybe music in this case really is more than just music.
There's a long future ahead for the project, but it's already having a transformative impact on the musicians involved. After living together here in Uganda for 2 weeks, the Nile Project musicians will spend 2 months traveling on this year's concert tour of East Africa, ending with a final show in Egypt, where the Nile pours into the Mediterranean Sea.
The first and actually most important thing that happens is friendship. And so one of the most powerful things is to know someone from another culture, to know their face and their history and their laugh and their kindness and what happens to them when they get stressed out and, you know, the kind of nuances of humanity.
One of this year's musicians is Rwandan singer and inanga player Sophie Nzayisenga. Only one other person on the Nile Project speaks a version of her language, Burundian musician Steven Sogo. During a break from rehearsing, the three of us sit at a picnic table in a shady courtyard. She tells me through her translator why music is important to her.
Music is like it's like a medicine. You know, even if you don't understand language, but music heals.
All around us, musicians gather in small groups, playing new tunes, smoking cigarettes, laughing, and lazing in the sun. No conflicts, no borders. I want to know what it feels like to be part of this project, but I can't experience that directly. And then I have an idea. I ask her to sing what it feels like to be here. Now that I understand. From Kampala, Uganda, I'm Julie Kane for Cross Currents. Nimuze bakungu, nimuze bakoho.